Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, now, might this be my story? Heaven, now, here soon I'll be gone. Heaven, now, to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we celebrate the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And we're going to start with our checklist, as we always do. Number one, my friends, do you have time for God this morning? Check. Is your heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this time? Check. And if you've answered yes to those four questions, once again, my friends, we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, verses 4 through 6 and 8 through 10. And here it is. In those days, the princes said to the king, Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in the city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin. King Zedekiah answered, He is in your power, for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malchiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there is no more food in the city. Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech the Cushite to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Jeremiah today, my friends, our first reading talks about the fact that Jeremiah should be put to death because he had an unpopular message from the Lord to the people. Again, the word said that he is demoralizing the soldiers. The first reading shows that the prophet Jeremiah is suffering for relaying, once again, the unpopular message from the Lord to the people of Jerusalem. And today, you and I will be criticized because of an unpopular message that we are delivering into the hearts and minds of other people. What is that message that has been on your tongue, on your mind, that you have delivered into the hearts of your friends, your family, your associates, your neighbors? Is it well received, my friends, or is it forcing you too to become unpopular? Is it the topic of marriage between one man and one woman? traditional marriage and family values? Is it the topic of abortion, the aborting of a child within a mother's womb? Is it equality amongst people? Is it the topic of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior? What is the topic that you have chosen that has made you unpopular amongst your family or friends? And this is something that we see in the history of Christianity, my friends, because as you and I go forward with a great message to stand up for the morals, the values, the ethics, the biblical principles that Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven have put forth on the table for us to live by, these will not be accepted by everyone. And in the history of the world, this has been the problem. So, you and I too will become sometimes unpopular. But God brings like-minded people together. I remember being in a meeting with all men, maybe 40 men, one Thursday night. It happened to be a very spiritual organization, so I thought. And I had been a speaker for the topics of life at conception through birth, abortion, partial birth abortion, embryonic stem cell research versus adult stem cell research, the death penalty, euthanasia. I had been to more than 100 schools. And now I was in this meeting delivering a message that I thought would be well received, but when in fact it was actually not received very well at all. And I was challenged. And as a speaker for Pennsylvanians for Human Life at the time, and Voices for the Unborn, and several other pro-life organizations, I could not believe that I was being challenged about the true information I had presented on Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and the facts on abortion. And I was told that I was only presenting one side of the argument. And we had been to many schools that day and that week. And I just tell you that God brings like-minded people together. Because when I left that meeting, I felt like I was among, you know, enemies versus friends. And so I had to make some adjustments. And God told me this. He said, it's okay. I will bring you people who are like-minded and who will help you to deliver the message that you need to deliver, which happened to be for the unborn child and standing up strong to defend life and to protect life. And so in going forward, you and I, my friends, sometimes will be unpopular. People will not be happy. They may not invite you to their homes. And you may be, you know, in a position where the door is actually closed on you or the telephone is hung up. But we are in good company because we are walking with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And the Lord calls us to be truly prophets. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet. But like Jeremiah, the prophet himself, who was, you know, it was recommended that he be put to death because he was demoralizing the soldiers, trying to relay an unpopular message from Jesus Christ himself to the people of Jerusalem. You and I also will sometimes hit that nerve and it will not be well received. But once again, we are in good company with our Lord, with the prophets, with the apostles, with St. Paul, and with the many thousands of people who are believers in Jesus Christ himself. Let's go to our second reading, my friends, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. And he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Hebrews, my friends, we see St. Paul once again delivering a great message. And the word says this: let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. What burdens are you carrying today that you need to unload? What sins have you not confessed, my friends? You and I, my friends, can we do more? Can we unload those burdens that we can, the burdens of the past? Because we can't change the past. So we have to make some changes in who we are and move forward. And sometimes the burdens of the past will hold us back from growing. I know in the Wings program we talk about the wounds of the past. And unfortunately, once again, there are some things in the world that we cannot change. Number one, we can't change our biological parents. We may be carrying burdens that we have from, you know, the past, from our parents who may not have been the people that we wanted them to be because of incarceration, infidelity, addiction, all kinds of, you know, reasons. But God calls us to forgive, basically. So we accept the past, we forgive the past, and God gives us a great peace to go forward through acceptance. We cannot change God's laws. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we cannot change the word of God. We can't change the past. The wounds of the past, whatever they are, have been part of our lives. All we can do, once again, is to understand the past, accept the past, forgive it, and go forward with that peace. But this is important, because if we're not unloading the past, unloading the burdens that St. Paul tells us to get rid of, then they cling to us. They hold us back from growing. In the Wings program, we talk about winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. We want to be growing and succeeding in all areas of our lives. We want to be growing in our faith, in our mental, physical, and spiritual stability. We want to be growing in family life, in our work, in our home life. We want to be growing in every area of our life, in our education, our finances, our residence. And it's important that we continue to grow versus stagnate, because stagnation breeds depression. But if you have sins, my friends, if you and I have sins that we are carrying and we know it, isn't it time that we take a moment to contemplate, you know, confession, to go to confession and to confess our sins to the Lord Jesus Christ through our priest? And once again, you know, the Lord has given us the holy priesthood as a vehicle by which to confess our sins. And in the Word of God, it says that. It says, by the Lord, he says, those sins you have forgiven will be forgiven, and those you have not will be retained. And this is important, my friends, because if we have sin on our mind, if we're carrying the burden of sin, we need to unload that burden through confession. We need to speak to God and to get real with God. Honestly, we need to take a moment to pray and ask God for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed, you and I, and to get clean. You know, create a clean heart in me, O God, and to start fresh, start anew. Whatever it is, God will forgive you, because we are called to forgive, you know, and there's no time like the present, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to start fresh, to start anew. And so if we are carrying burdens from the past and sins, if we have things that are heavy, let's take a moment to unload them today, tomorrow, this week, and to get ourselves going forward. And the Word talks about the struggle against sin. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. So how can you and I overcome sin? What sin is it that plagues you and I that we continue to commit? Again, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. It means that we're giving into it again and again and again. The sin of addiction, the sin of infidelity, adultery, a sin of stealing, of killing, sin of lying, deceitful. This is important, my friends, that we look at ourselves in the mirror and we make the changes that we need to make. A man told me many years ago, he said, you know, when a man looks at himself in the mirror every morning and shaves, he sees himself eye to eye and he knows where he's been. He knows exactly where he's been. And if he doesn't like who he is in that mirror, he has to make changes and start fresh, start new. And if he doesn't make changes, one day he'll die because of the person that he sees in that mirror being the same person. He needs to unload those burdens of the past, the old habits. He needs to get honest and to confess the sins that he has committed and to start a new life in Christ. And how can you and I overcome these sins, my friends? Number one, by building relationship with Christ. And God will give us the strength, the courage to be honest and sincere. He will give us the humility to confess what has occurred in our lives so that we can go forward with wisdom, never to repeat the past. Okay? This is important that we don't repeat the past, but we gain wisdom and we move forward from whatever sin it is that plagues you and I. I remember a pilgrimage that we had run in our organization, My Father's Vineyard. And a gentleman on the trip, who happened to be down to EWTN, he shared with me personally that he had 25 years of addiction to pornography. It almost broke his marriage, but his wife was able to forgive. But he had to make changes, and our Blessed Mother Mary helped him to make those changes. And our Lord took it away from him, and he started a new life, a clean slate, and he moved forward with growth and success in life. And you know, he was the principal of a elementary school or high school, and That was his title. But behind closed doors, he had 25 years of pornography. So whatever the sin is, God can help us to overcome it. Whatever the sin is, we start today by admitting what it is that we need to admit, coming to terms with it, like an alcoholic who goes to Alcoholics Anonymous and stands up in a meeting and he says, "Hello, my name is so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic," and he tells his story. And that testimony is heart-touching. That testimony is God-given. It's a gift, because God gave him the humility to stand before his peers and to drive the point home, to tell the story, to help others to get rid of their addictions to alcoholism or substance abuse, gambling, adultery, you know, sex, whatever it is. God can help us to overcome that sin and to move forward as a new person in Christ. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two. Two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, my friends, Jesus tells us about the division that will be in our own homes, that households will be divided because of their belief in God. There will be division between a father and a son, a mother and a daughter, a brother and a sister, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Is there division right now in your home, in your marriage, in your household, amongst your family? Are you living with division because of your belief in Christ, because of your belief in following the family values that God has given us, the morals, the ethics, and the biblical principles that God has given us? Is there division today in your life because of these things, my friend? Who is it that you need to make amends with? Who is it who is walking away from you? What can we do? And I truly believe the answer is to love one another, to bring the love of God into the hearts and minds of all you come in contact with, and to be patient, to be kind, to be generous, to be holy, to live out your faith by example, to lead by example, because people don't like to be forced into believing a philosophy that they don't believe in, an ideology that they don't believe in. And we can't force them. Like God himself, the Lord never forces anyone to do anything. He's a gentleman. He extends an invitation, and he says to you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. He doesn't force Christianity on anyone. He wants you to love him in heart and mind. He wants you and I, my friends, to be the best human beings that we can be. And God calls us into this life, you know, in a certain way. We all have different ways in which we come into the world, different family lifestyles, different lives. But the key is, when there is division, how do we handle it? How do we respond to it? Are we responding in a hateful way? An angry way? Remember, the Word of God says divine anger lasts only a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And I think it's here in the response that we can close the gap on that division. When we have more patience, more kindness, more opportunities to educate, to motivate, to inspire people in different ways. Our children, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our husbands and wives. I remember a woman in a prayer group whose husband was averse to her beliefs in Jesus Christ. And it was one of those things that plagued her. And finally, you know, she had to come to terms with it. There was just no way that she could, you know, make the impact that she wanted to make on him. It took a lot of time. And unfortunately, he never came around. But God calls us to himself. He calls us, you know, to honor him, to praise him, to glorify his Father. And let nothing come in the way of that, my friends. Let nothing come in the way of your faith continuing to grow. But while we are faithful, we offer ourselves truly as humble servants. And it's in that humility that people see a certain way, a certain lifestyle, a certain attitude, a gentleness, a compassion, an understanding. And I believe that people will fall in love with those attributes, which are the attributes of Christ himself. Being able to love one another. And maybe, just maybe, one day, these people will come along with us. In the meantime, we lead by example and we offer invitations with a loving touch. My friends, that's our show for today. I challenge you this week to do the very best in your situation of closing the gap on the division within your home, within your relationships, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you in all cases. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless. We'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Clear for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.